How are you doing there, Derek?
I'm currently flirting with your mother on Facebook.
Are you really?
Wink face.
Dude, stop.
Wink face.
Stop, dude.
I just sent a wink face. Sorry, that was awkward. Sorry, that's what,
really
that was
awkward.
We had a fun night at the Republic last night. Dream Machine, as usual. City Problems opened up with some acoustic stuff, and the Milk Stains rocked out the end of the evening. We enjoyed that. But we've got a great show for you here tonight as well. We have Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees joining us. What's going on, Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees?
Hey.
Hello.
So as we like to do as we open the show, introduce you guys. Let's get some hellos. Let's tell everybody who you are.
Hello, I'm Tina Marie.
So are you... You're Tina Marie.
I am Tina
Of Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees.
Of Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees.
That makes sense now.
Yeah. I was really expecting this room to be rubber.
It's the rubber actually, is behind the acoustic
behind the walls.
Paneling.
Oh.
Yes.
It is.
It's actually a bunch of condoms.
Some bouncing and stuff.
Yeah, feel free.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure it can handle it.
I was hoping, I was just guessing that you were Tina Marie, because I was like, I hope it's not one of these dudes.
Yeah. That's what makes it easy when you're in a band full of all dudes but you.
Yeah.
It's easy to pick the Tina Marie right out of the crowd.
So, introduce the rest of your cohorts.
Well, these are this is my amazing, awesome band. This is Mark Henderson. He plays drums.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
How's it going?
All right. He also has an extensive vocabulary.
He says, hey, and... What up?
And dude.
And dude.
A lot. And this is Dwayne Cavanis. He plays lead guitar and does some singing sometimes. Say hi,
Whatever
Dwayne.
I can get away with in public venues.
And he speaks in a British accent sometimes, which just cracks us all up, but it's really fun.
That's completely false. Completely false. And utter fabrication on your part.
Yeah, that sounds
pretty
like,
good, man.
That sounds like Canadian to me. But I'm not good with accents.
I'm not really good either. I like to do that haberdashery bit from Spinal Tap, but
it's
I can't
not
get
really English. It's more gecko, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's more Australian. I hear that now. I get Australian and Canadian confused all the time.
And then this is Tom Crosby, my bass player.
Yeah.
And a lot of people's bass player.
And a lot of people's bass player?
Yeah, all my dudes get around. I'm saying.
Yeah, we're
I'm just saying.
This band is an open relationship.
Yes. Well, you know, we all play around, but we love
we all play around.
Wow.
I should have asked ahead of time, like, you know, what kind of bad words can I say on this show?
None.
None.
Yeah,
okay, just checking.
Is it sometimes just Vinyl Tees?
Yeah. Well, you know, it depends on who's saying it. Everybody says it differently. So we answer just about anything.
Well, like, if I wanted to just play with Vinyl Tees, could it be Sean Austin and Vinyl Tees?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
You could.
We could.
Yeah.
But we'd still have Tina up there singing. And
so it would be Sean Austin.
It would probably be the addition of a featuring.
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 Well, that's good, because Sean only plays, his only instrument is interpretive dance. So.
I would love for him to come out to a show from time to time. That's really.
Interpretive dancer, you know, that's one thing we like.
Yeah.
It's like people keep talking to us about there needs to be more movement in the show.
Yeah,
so
we don't
I'm
move a whole lot.
It's very influential.
I've been trying to get the guys to do sort of like, you know, kind of a horn section, you know.
Little shift, but
yeah.
None of them play horns.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Have you thought of adding a horn section?
Well, I thought of putting the little harmonica brackets on everyone and just sort of having them.
With kazoos.
Yeah.
Kazoos.
Yeah, and put
so
kazoos in there. So
a kazoo
it's sort
section.
Of like a kazoo section, and then they can dance, and it won't look weird.
That's a very good idea. A lot of bands have a kazoo at some point, but I've never seen a kazoo section.
Yeah. Three-part harmony.
Three-part harmony on the kazoo.
And nine times out of ten, when you're dancing crazily, a kazoo does make you look cool.
Yes. That's
true. And they do make the holders just like for harmonicas for kazoos, don't they?
They should.
You know?
If they don't, they
do.
Should. I actually put my kazoo in a harmonica holder. I don't have an exclusive kazoo
just
holder.
Just adapt it.
Yeah, I just sort of, you know, I just kind of work with what I've got. That's the way I am.
Well, if you're committed, you could just hold on to the kazoo permanently with your mouth.
And I could sing all my songs like this, and everything would come out like this.
It's
could be different.
It's worth a try once.
Well, everybody needs a gimmick, you know.
Yeah,
I can't dress up like a giant lizard or anything because it's very cumbersome for me to play my instrument then. But holding a kazoo in my teeth for the entire show might be my thing.
You can just have it like stapled to your upper lip or something.
Ow, that sounds painful.
Yeah, we'll call that plan B. So
So if I saw Tina Marie and the Vinyl Tees on a flyer, my first assumption would be, oh, this is like some sort of a S&M show. Like, what's the deal with the name? Is there like...
Well, it's radio, so you can't see all of our vinyl outfits. Yes. So that makes it problematic. No, actually, the name was a throwback to Vinyl Records, because we do, and in our cover material, we do a lot of stuff that's kind of a little retro in nature.
Because, yeah, your Facebook picture, I think I was looking at it earlier, it's actually like a woman's legs in a big, like, old record player.
That's me. I got stuck in one.
Oh, you have nice legs, my friend.
I do.
Gorgeous legs. Gorgeous legs.
Well, that's earlier when I wasn't sure exactly who Tina Marie was. You were going to be my first guess if it wasn't
he
Tina
does
here.
Legs.
Well, as a record collector, when I find that like I'm seeing an awesome record collection, and I feel like a vinyl tease is when it's like all Barbra Streisand.
Check out my vinyl.
Oh,
I'm wondering how many people are out there going Wooder Records.
You have you have 20 copies of Kris Kristofferson and Barbra Streisand.
Yes. Oh. All right, guys, you got to take
Liberace.
A break.
It is time to take a break. Before we get there, tell everybody real quick where they can find more about Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees.
Well, we have a Facebook page.
First place to go. And it's just Vinyl Tees.
Yeah, it's just Vinyl Tees. And then we have a Reverb Nation page as well that's Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees.
All right. Well, it's time. And
a Twitter. Yeah. So tweet us.
Tweet at them.
It's at Vinyl Tees?
Yep.
Yes.
Word.
All right. It's time to take a break, play a tune, play some ads. This is Antero with How I Live My Life.
And entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
We've all seen them. salivating outside of a Subway? You've told yourself, maybe next week or sometime soon. Every minute you wait, a stoner sobers up. This can lead him or her to make terrible decisions, like get a job, shower, or be productive. Millions of stoners die each day from soberness-related injuries. Others become maimed from activities such as doing things or trying to read. Without stoners, there wouldn't be anyone to laugh at Seth Rogen movies. This is Isaac. He's a 35-year-old man that still lives with his mother. Isaac frequently has difficulties acquiring sandwiches that are essential to his happiness. During dry times, Isaac can potentially have dramatic mood swings, causing madness that can lead to uncontrollable acts like punching a baby, bestiality, and watching the Sex and the City DVD title screen for 14 hours at a time. But who cares? He's not your stoner. Why should you care? Because he is a stoner and he needs weed to stay happy. I'm Sarah McLachlan, and for just pennies a day, you can assure that Isaac has the basic requirements he needs to get by. 90% of each dollar you spend goes directly towards crucial amenities like Doritos, Family Guy DVDs, and the grass that each stoner needs to live a fulfilling life. You'll most likely receive pictures of your stoner showing their progress. And there's a strong possibility your stoner will show up at your house at all hours to show you his grateful debt tapes. And that will give you a sense of personal gratification that you just can't buy. All you have to do is step up and say, I'm going to help this stoner. Because he needs you to help him get high. This ad was paid for by Christian Stoner PC.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Cause meant to remember.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room, broadcasting live from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. That was Home Again by Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees. Now, Tina, I was reading your bio, and it's in your bio, it says, you sang before you could talk.
I believe that to be true. Yeah. I'm just going on, you know, what my family tells me.
Now, you know, sure you weren't just, like, crying?
Well, I cry very melodically,
yeah.
So it's easy to mistake.
Okay. Yeah. I just, you know.
Some of the first songs I ever wrote were just me being upset and kind of getting on crying. A roll with it. Yeah.
Sometimes, like, watch a sad movie.
Curse you.
Now, did you do the same thing with, did you walk before you could crawl? Because that's dangerous.
Yeah. I actually did handstands first.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like that Pepsi baby, you know, that Pepsi baby that's kind of doing the worm.
Can you still do a handstand?
No, I lost that ability.
Lost that ability?
Yeah, by the time I was about 2.5, I was no longer able to do any of that
did
stuff.
Did you start playing guitar with your teeth?
With my feet? Is that what he
teeth.
Said?
Teeth.
Oh, with my teeth. Oh, I didn't have teeth for a long time. My mother tells that story a lot. I didn't have hair or teeth for ages. I thought I was going to be a mutant.
Like alopecia.
Sure. I was a bald, toothless baby.
No.
That's creepy. You were a creepy baby.
I was a super creepy baby. You should see the pictures. It's ridiculous.
I came out with a full head of hair. I really did. You can see the pictures, too. Now, just because we're on the radio, let's rewind really quick. So you can do handstand still. Awesome. Show us.
Okay.
Wow, she's doing a handstand.
Oh, my shirt flew up. Sorry about that. Sorry. I should belt that shirt before I do that ever again.
All right, so you guys currently have an album out, correct? You put out in 2011.
Oh, well, it's almost out. It'll be here in a minute.
Oh, somebody?
Delivering it to the
station? It's an EP, yeah.
Okay, EP's out.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that's available on your Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
For free?
For free, because we like people
what?
To hear our music.
Yeah.
So take it anyway.
That's a deal.
Now, are you asking for donations or anything, or can somebody donate if they want to?
I was going to see if I could get that Sarah McLachlan person that did the ad prior. Yeah,
that was Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, I was going to get her to see if she could get a donation thing going for us and stick it on there, but
quite
we haven't
possible.
Gotten, we haven't. She hasn't returned her calls yet.
Bandcamp site where you can choose your own price.
Yeah,
you can take it for free, or you can give us whatever you want.
What's the largest anyone's decided? Do you know? Have you checked it?
$5
Really? That's not bad.
Not bad
pretty
at all.
Pretty standard, really.
Four or five songs?
Yeah, it's five six, songs. Five or six. Five?
Five?
Yeah.
Something like
no, it's actually on the Bandcamp side. I think it's six.
Something well, you, like five or six songs.
You guys sure know a lot about your band and your album.
I don't know anything about my band. I just write the music and play, and Mark takes care of all that other stuff.
No, so, and you guys do have a bunch of gigs coming up. You guys are playing out all the time, correct?
Yeah, we stay in pretty busy lately. It's been a busy summer, fall.
Where can people come see you sometime soon?
We're actually playing tomorrow night at James River Cellars.
That was easy.
Yeah. And then, see.
Oh, that's what we do on this radio show. Sometimes there's feedback. We like to keep it real.
Yep, yep.
And that was actually, and just for our listeners, that was actually fake feedback. Thank you, Tina.
It was good. I got all sorts of talents. Yeah.
So, you're playing tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night at James River Cellars, 6:30.
Any cover for that?
Well, it's a wine tasting, so okay. I think there is like a $10 charge for the tasting. We're playing for free, but they charge you for the wine. They charge you to get intoxicated, and the more intoxicated you are, the better we sound. Mm-hmm. So we suggest to get your $10 worth for sure.
I'm not drunk, and you guys sounded great. So
thank you.
I am on mushrooms, though.
Well, some of our biggest bands are shroom heads. I actually didn't know those were illegal, and I was carrying some around in my purse.
Wow.
No, I was getting ready to take a trip to New York.
Did you like go buy them, or was it one of those things where it had been so long since you've been?
We should let it go. Oh, we don't want to get into that. We're gonna stay away from there.
No, I think that was a long time ago. I think I noticed you have two purses.
Oh,
unless it's one of your other bandmates.
He
doesn't want me to talk about that.
Okay. I was just curious.
No, I have my purse, which is my purse, and then I have my gig bag, which, is actually a purse converted to a gig bag. So, and my mother got it for me, and it looks like a cheetah-based guitar. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, I've always wanted to carry a purse, but it's socially unacceptable for me to do so. If I now call it a gig bag, is that...
It's acceptable.
I can get away with that?
Like, this is just my gig bag.
Although, I have the toolbox for my gig bag.
Well, when I said purse, I meant toolbox, but,
He's especially insecure about it.
People tend to...
It's a craftsman, too. It's not even like a cheap toolbox. He went and bought an expensive toolbox.
People tend...
Like three cords and a 9-volt battery.
People tend to not let you walk into banks with toolboxes. So. But if I tell them it's a gig bag, totally cool.
Yeah,
cool.
And just a note for our listeners, that same thing, calling it a gig bag, will never work with fanny packs. Never.
Yeah. I think, haven't they passed that, outlawing of fanny packs
have
legislation?
They?
I mean, I voted for it. I was like, those should be legal. I wrote my congressman. I was like, please.
Damn it. I just saw a very interesting art film that involved a fanny pack, and
are you serious?
Gave me an idea, but I guess that's it's impossible now because it's been outlawed.
Yeah, now it's illegal. I'm sorry, they'll take you right in for that stuff.
Well, it is time to take another little break, play a song, but we're gonna be back with plenty more from Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees in a moment. But right now, this is Proverbial with End Is Never.
Lost, and I would never know that I'd die. Is this all? worse in the real life, but clearly I can't see the hay. So pardon me, I move quickly even though I've been moving too slow. This is all I'd ever know. I never realized, could never tell you, threw it out the window, so I never showed you in life. This is all I need with you.
And you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company. 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency.
Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things very much fun to see and do?
Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land famous for most juicy delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium. Make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel. Or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious 5-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport. Cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin the First, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardist of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard, a collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon, and when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music. Sean S. Austin I will go down as the single greatest single key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and 8-track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins. Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, 2 goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For 3 easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about Kitchen Help Gorilla, making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Thank you.
without even a backwards glance. Somebody left behind, someone they could no longer find. Oh, you know, sometimes I just change your mind.
That was Somebody live here on Radio Rubber Room.
I feel like they need to make the next James Bond movie with that intro.
Dude, yeah. I was listening to that.
That was so cool.
That sounds like the opening theme to some like awesome movie.
Sweet.
We'll go right for that.
If there are any awesome movie makers out there looking for a theme song, we're game.
We're available.
I was thinking about just writing a movie for that song.
Do it.
You know? That would be legendary, by the way. You know, how many movies start off with a song, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
I say go for it.
Now, in reading your bio, Tina, you spent some time in New York City. In the early 90s?
Mm-hmm.
And you went up there to play music?
To play music, to do original music. It's, you know, it's sort of a tricky town in Richmond for
music. So, what restaurant did you work at?
I'm a technical geek. That's what I do for my day job. Like many other musicians, I'm a computer geek, so I didn't have to work at a restaurant, but...
You did have a regular old job.
But I did have a day job. I still had a day job.
Now, as far as, like, New York City, and I haven't been up there, you know, I get up there a little bit every now and again. Last time I was there and I had time to go see music and just go experience, like, some local music, it might just be the places I stopped. You know, I was in the Village a lot hanging out.
Right.
And I was like, I miss Richmond. Like, there, yeah. I didn't see anything in the couple nights I went out bar hopping that really impressed me.
New York doesn't have anything on Richmond, for the record.
I would agree with that, and yeah. I played there. I was there for like 6 years, mm-hmm. and I think one of the tricky things is, you know, a lot of the music up there is very showcase oriented, so nobody mm-hmm. gets more than 45 minutes to show you what they've got anyway. It's all because they're trying to stack the deck to make sure they get bodies in,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and buy their drinks and turn the tables over and stuff like that. So. Yeah.
Because I know there's one spot of stuff, it's like a $10 cover, 2-drink minimum.
Yeah,
and I was
not, all like that.
$10 cover, that's cheap for New York.
And maybe that's why. Maybe I needed to pay a bigger cover or something.
Yeah,
get
dude.
Something
but
better.
I was like, man, I know where I could be watching music back home in Richmond right now that would probably yeah. blow me away a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you think, and that was in the early 90s, do you yeah. think that's changed? Have you seen the city change?
Richmond or New York?
Richmond.
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 Either.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the struggle is still the same here, which is if you want to do your original material, it's harder to find places. I mean, most people who go out hanging out in Richmond, they just want to hear stuff that they know and recognize, and they want to sing along and have a fun time. So there aren't as many places, except for places like, you know, Hat Factory or the National, or places, you know, Capital Ale sometimes, where original stuff is encouraged. Well, Ballyso, I think, has recently been kind of really encouraging a lot of original music. Yeah. And, you know, Bogart's has for years.
The Camel, the Republic.
Yeah, the Camel is a good spot, too. So, you know. I do think that it's changing. It's like the amount of talent that is in this town, though, is just phenomenal. There's just so many talented players and writers. And
what do you think per capita? I got to say we're up there. I mean, per capita, we got to be way up there.
It's great talent.
And what do you think of a lot of the female talent coming up in the city right now?
There's so many good new. I'm so excited to see so many female performers coming along.
I'm just excited to see females.
Me too, and Tina, I'm just going to put this out here because now that you've met me, we should just put everything on the table. I am obsessed with female singers, so I am really happy to see all these female women who are very talented. No, I'm not at all a stalker.
there are so many, really. It's getting better and better all the time, and I'm very excited because, I mean, just for me, when I was kind of in my formative stages, there weren't a ton of female role models to look to, and now there are more and more, you know, females out there and the, you know, that have made it big even, and so there's just a lot more inspiration, I think, for young girls and young women to sort of go for it, and I'm thrilled about that.
Now, and guys, you guys are all involved in some other projects. Does anybody want to talk about any of their other projects? Or is Tina going to, like, she doesn't seem like a super diva, right?
No. She's
not at all?
I bet she. I bet she hits them during the break.
She actually also plays in a couple of our other projects.
Oh, really?
One of them's a dead band we call King Solomon's Marbles. Yes. Mark plays in that, and I do, and so does Tina. And then we also play in a Stones band called Mother's Little Helper. And Mark plays in that. That band, though, rotates a bunch because we're all busy.
And then these three guys have a trio that's where Dwayne actually fronts another blues power trio called Threeborn. And these three guys play in that, too. So it's very incestuous what we've got going on.
So we got like five bands on the show tonight.
And Tina used to play with Bart Chucker, and I play with him. Mm-hmm.
That's how actually I met Tom originally.
And Sean, I'm sorry, you had a question?
So how many bands do we actually have on the show right now?
Just to have any
represented. That's a lot, especially if you count
at
Mark.
Least
he's
five.
Got like
oh,
he plays with like six.
Diggity dude.
He's a diggity
oh,
dude.
Oh, are you?
This is Diggity Mark. Say hello to Diggity Mark.
Hey, what's up, Diggity Mark? I follow you on Facebook. My my nieces love you. Can I have your autograph before you leave? Because I would be the man at the next cookout.
Oh yeah, Diggity Mark. He's very popular. So the Diggity Dudes, they're a kids band that's just super fun. They have, like, great original music for kids to get all excited about. So we got a lot of bands represented.
He does a jazz trio.
All right, so we still haven't done the math. So, Mark, we're looking at five right here?
Probably six.
Do you do that full time then? I mean, the Diggity Dudes, you guys stay busy, man. You're like nationally...
I just play music and teach.
Do you guys need a kazoo player?
We may need a kazoo player.
Okay, I'm gonna talk to you after the show about that. So we're at six, right? We're at six. Three. So we're up to nine.
Yeah. Well, we're four, counting the lost satellites.
I'm the poor guy.
We're gonna call it 23. Yeah. We're just gonna call it right now, 23.
I got seven going on.
Mark.
Seven. I'm just four and a half.
Let's just start a new band right now.
Yeah, for the rest of the show, let's make up a new name and call you guys something different.
I believe that would be fun, and I think you guys should whip those kazoos right out and just play along.
We don't have any.
What?
If that's the problem.
That was
man.
I had to make something up.
I had to Google it just to know what that was.
Google what?
The kazoo.
You didn't know what a kazoo was?
No, I was just joking.
Gary Gazoo.
Well, thank you. Character on the Flintstones a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Kazoo was awesome, man.
The little guy. The
little green guy. No reason.
Now, for some reason, we haven't got to this. You got the EP out. Working on the album. Do you have a release date for that yet, or a plan?
No, I mean, I'm sort of self-produced, so it's a kind of a financial money thing. So I guess I can afford to do it. But, you know, I'm hoping that by... you know, like February or something, I'll have all the rest of it done.
You heard it here first, February or something. Now,
Now
here's the important question. Are you guys going to release it on vinyl, or are you guys just going to be a tease?
Oh, he got you.
It might be a tease.
No, I mean, vinyl is the...
It's
the craze right now.
Yeah, Somebody else had talked to me about that, too, and said it would be a great idea for us to release it on vinyl when it's ready. And, you know, something I'll think about. It would be very, very cool to do.
Or just say you're going to and then not.
Say we're going to put it on vinyl and then put it on a flash drive instead.
What we're going to do actually
do, like, 20 vinyl.
We're actually going to record it on CD, but we're going to release, like... on vinyl, a record that has our label and our picture on it, they'll actually be recycled records from when Terry Bradshaw sang.
Oh, I love that album.
Country album.
Yeah. Oh, I love that
album.
Big
Steelers fan right there.
Big Steelers. Top 10 greatest albums ever.
All
greatest
are Steelers fans.
Hold on. None of you guys have a Steelers wallet, okay?
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, no. Three Steelers and one Eagle.
Big Diggity Dudes fan over here, by the way.
Yes.
How does one break into the Hanover County Library like that? I mean, I've been trying to get a gig there forever.
He
don't want
nothing.
What do you want to? Yeah. I just want to borrow a book and they won't let me in.
Little known fact about Dan: very good with the Dewey Decimal System.
Yes.
Very good with the Dewey Decimal System.
I don't know what the holdup has been.
I've seen them do great things.
They should be all over you.
Now, but no. So vinyl is kind of the new in thing, and flash drives. But have you guys thought of you know, a lot of bands do the Kickstarter now?
Yeah.
And they, you know, they work it into the budget to put it out on vinyl and give that away as one of the things for donating, which kind of just pays for itself. Is that something you guys have thought about? Or?
Yeah, I think we'll definitely look into it when the time comes.
Yeah.
Because that's been a bit of a craze lately, and it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with it.
Yeah. It's just very cool. Instead of getting that record deal, just ask all of your friends for $4.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, and for the record, when you guys do it, let us know. We'll do whatever we can to help you guys out.
Oh, that's
it, so
great.
I think we should make like a vinyl that's also a T-shirt.
The vinyl T-shirt.
The vinyl T.
Well, actually, when we were first coming up with the band name, we were back and forth between whether it would be Tease, T-E-A-S-E, or Tease, T-apostrophe-S, because my name is T, like, so... Anyway, there's lots of things.
So there goes that. You could have had that marketing campaign locked down.
We could have.
You guys should only release your vinyl in things that start with T.
All right. It is about time to take another little break here shortly, but go ahead and run through where people can find all of Vinyl Tees' music.
Mark,
yell it from back there.
We got a site on Bandcamp, tinamarie.bandcamp.com, mm-hmm. or on Reverb Nation, which you can also get through our Facebook page.
Cool, cool. So, Facebook page,
Vinyl Tees.
And Twitter at Vinyl Tees. Is it yes. Twitter at Vinyl Tees?
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
All right, it is time to take a break. Speaking of another Richmond band with a female front lady.
Oh, yeah. Say their name, Derek. Say it's sexy.
This is Vexine.
We love Me them. In. They're
Are you
good
sure?
Buddies.
Are you sure? Is this Sajak?
No, this is Vexine. No, sorry, you're right, Dan. Sorry, looking at the wrong piece of paper.
This is Sajak.
Okay, that's not, you don't know
that. With Mean Streak. Oh, yeah, I love it.
You got the ways, you got the means, you got the cunning skills. Everybody at your feet gets kicked around. I got the mind, I got the sense, I got the evidence. Pull the rug when you think you are solid. They got a step to rats. We're looking guilty and it's 25 to life. We got a plan, we got a crew. We're calling self-defense. The walking wounded living in the present tense. Oh honey, don't you blame me for a fool. Don't mistake me as a child. The truth is, and you know I'm just a damn hard woman with a mean streak. I got a debt, I got a way, I got my own designs. Keep it changing, keep it moving, keep you you're so naive, you think that love is blind. The perfect mark for the perfect ties that bind. Oh honey, don't you blame me for a fool. Don't mistake me as a child. The truth is, and you know I'm just a damn old woman with a mean streak.
Well, I want gonna give it to me. It's gonna get you there. Bargain and we'll start a fight. What I want, I'm gonna take it from you. I'll just take it when your back is turned. You better give it to me. It's the ones like you don't learn.
Radio Rubber Room. It's the best thing on the air every Thursday at 10 p.m. on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. Now made with 100% more radio.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. And we, like that just said, we are the best thing on the air from 10 to midnight on WHAN.
Oh, there's no question. There's no competition. We've got that time slot locked on this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you blokes ready?
Yes.
Dude.
It's time.
Yes, man.
Dude, I locked the door this week. I remember I made myself a special. How did you even get in here?
A rocker knows how to get into any building, man.
How did you get... How?
I just wiggled my way through some of the cracks in the walls, man. It's like I ostracized into this building.
And that makes good sense now looking at you. I don't see any bone structure at all.
I enter most places through becoming translucent.
Wow.
And then I enter them.
A jellyfish.
Yeah, you're like a jellyfish.
It's time for Radley Rockwell's Rock and Roll Minute on Radio Rubber Room.
Well, cool.
You know, it's always good to be here.
So is it really just going to be
seconds,
a minute?
Buddy. You got 30 seconds.
I got about 45 seconds, I believe.
Okay.
Let us round it up.
And then wiggle your way? Yeah, okay.
You know, it's great to be back onto the show. You guys love having me, obviously. It's the best thing.
We every time you find your way in, we accept it.
you know, I'm glad to be hearing this band. They're really rocking.
Yeah.
I really like bands that have end in their name, because it's like you get two things for the price of one.
Yeah.
And that's like double, I think.
So
I'm not really good at the science part of it.
Well, you know the answer.
You know, you got Sonny and Cher, The Velvet Underground and Nico, Peanut Butter and Jelly, Radney Rockwell and Justin Bieber. You know, it just, they sound really good together, and you get more than what you're asking for. It's like merging.
Especially with Radley Rockwell and Justin Bieber. Far more than what you're asking for.
I definitely like that in this band. It's just the girl and then the three men count as one thing. Like, if I saw them in the street, I would be like, aren't you one third of Vinyl Tees? And I would totally disregard that he had a name or any other aspect of life. So, you know, there's that kind of thing. They definitely sound like a versatile band. I like that. They could be playing all kinds of musics through their instruments. So I mostly stick to the heavy stuff. You know, that is what I love.
You like to rock in some way.
I was recently doing a show for Shark Week, and I was attacked by a great white. And it bit out a huge chunk of my abdomen. Luckily, I was able to perform emergency surgery on myself and implant a Les Paul into my body. So now I am one third 1972 Gibson Les Paul. It's quite a miracle of science.
I was wondering, like, I thought you looked a little different. I just thought you, like, got a haircut or went tanning or something.
Well, just so that there's a conclusion, after the shark took a big bite out of me, it swam into the ocean a little, and then it exploded, because I was way too much for it to handle. And I feel like my abdomen exploded out of it.
Go ahead.
As you continue. Were.
As I was.
As most things that depart from my body become decrepit in some way.
So, what else, what other bands would you combine with an and?
You know, my 80s band, Crossbows and Lilacs.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty big for like a week and a half. And yeah. Then Axl Rose and his little Guns and Roses band came out, and they were the next big thing. And I was like, Paradise Village, no one knows that hit. You know, it's all about Paradise City, but if you research, we did come out with that. With that tune first.
Paradise Village.
Paradise Village.
Where the what is what?
Where the paradise is always local. Because you can't really get out of town too much. Well, you know, I've got some questions for the band.
All right.
My first they look question, ready.
Where do you think everything comes from? Like the universe and matter and whatnot. Because I used to think I had a good bead on things, and then in the 70s I ate some bad acid and nothing's ever been the same.
Yeah, I think that it comes from a really big refrigerator, because you have to keep that stuff kind of chilled. So I believe that it's sort of all in the refrigerator somewhere.
Good answer.
I definitely like the idea.
Family Guy had a good take on that.
Did they? I missed that
one. It all comes from Newark.
Newark.
Oh. Everything originates in Newark.
God, that's playing, terrible.
New Jersey?
Checkers.
Yes.
Newark, New Jersey. Lighting is farts, I believe, and that started the Big Bang.
Great
Family Guy tradition.
I think we're all a part of an Ernest Hemingway novel. It's
Which
just
one?
Really long and boring.
I like Hemingway, man. But it is kind of long and boring.
Yeah, it could be.
You know.
Is that okay?
He's the bloke that wrote The Old Man and the Sea, right?
He did.
That's one. I could sum that whole boat up in about 1 minute. Listen, here's Radney Rockwell's breakdown on The Old Man and the Sea.
Synopsis.
Old man goes out on a boat and tries to catch fish that is way out of his league. And when he finally does, it gets eaten by sharks.
What about the boy? You forgot about the boy?
There's a boy in there.
Yeah, man.
There was also a boy.
You just summed up the whole book.
Good job. Right, do you have any,
I'm also available for movies and all kinds of bar mitzvahs and whatnot. If you want to sum up your wedding really fast or something. Your whole life I'll be like, you were born and you did some things and then you were going to die because you got old.
You're a summary man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really good at summarizing and rationing.
You should write cliff notes.
Yeah. I definitely think that I will learn to write one day. And then subsequently read. It will be beneficial for my learning.
Hey, Radley, why don't you ask Tina Marie and the Vinyl Tea some questions, huh? You got some more?
Yeah, you got another question? That was a deep one, by the way.
That was a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like one of the better questions that I've planned in my lifetime.
Yeah.
My next question, if Vinyl Tea's and Tina Marie, because I feel like you can interchange the end, that sometimes Vinyl Tees can come first.
What, yes, it's true.
If you were an animal, what would you be? Why?
Now, does the band as a unit have to be in one animal?
It's got
to
be like Voltron. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I like the Voltron animal.
Like Thundercats.
Oh.
Thundercats.
Like if you were all one...
I'm going to let you guys answer in terms of your own animal.
Well, I mean, you guys always call me Tomcat, so that's pretty easy there, but...
Is that like a girl cat that wants to think it's a boy?
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think I would be a meerkat.
So we got a theme going on.
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to stick with cats? So they have to. Is that the new category now?
You know, whatever animal.
Dog,
I just.
I'll be a fun dog.
Oh yeah, he's fun dog.
That's his nickname already. Is fun dog. Cats and dogs.
We'd be cats and dogs.
I think I'd be like a chimpanzee because think of the stuff you could throw.
You do definitely throw things that can be stinky. Yeah.
Actually, a way to express unbridled rage than to fling your excrement at something.
Like it.
You know? How expressive could you
Or you could have a backup career as one of those driving monkeys that we just heard about, right?
You know, we're just a couple DNA, you know,
they speak
strands
yourself
away.
My spirit animal is the chimpanzee as well.
Yeah. It's mine.
Is that you, Sean?
Yep, that was me.
Good. So,
what's your Patronus?
What?
Oh, I just went all nerdy on everybody.
What's a Patronus?
Is that like my Harry Potter spell?
Totally. It's like when you flick your wand around and random animals come out representing you.
Yeah.
It's total Patronus.
Patronus.
My Patronus is like a weasel.
Let me tell you, after a long day of rocking, I expecto Patronum.
I hope you clean up after.
You know, I'm always moving, so it's not like I leave a mess. Because there's not enough time for anything to accumulate.
So, alright, Radley, you got any more questions for Vinyl Tees?
One more, man. Your minute has lasted like 15.
Yeah. Well, let me just wrap it up then, I suppose. This is Radley Rockwell saying, I will not try to save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Good luck with all of that nonsense.
That was an awful question.
Yeah, it was a terrible question.
For my last question, if you had to, which member of the band would you eat? we're talking about like it's life and death right now. Like if you did not eat this band member, you would not all live.
Well, I would sacrifice myself.
Noble.
Yeah.
I would. That's what I would do. I would say, go ahead, eat me, boys.
Some rough stuff.
I don't mean to sound
a big sacrifice.
Hey, Roger. Roger. I know you can't answer me back, but you're out in the other room. Can you crank up the AC a little bit for me? Thank you.
Well,
it got warm in here accidentally.
Definitely not the answer I expected, because all of those blokes seem a bit bigger. Like, if I wanted to live a little longer, I wouldn't exactly kill them first. I would just eat a little bit from time to time.
You're a wise man, though. It is time to take a break.
Just want the AC kick on, too, buddy.
Yeah, that feels better. Thank you. I cracked the window, too. This is Splendid Sons.
Splendid Sons!
Yeah, I love those guys. Saturday, they're at Post Pub.
Yes, they are. No they're cover. Fabulous.
And they're a tobacco company Saturday?
No, that's tobacco company
That was
Saturday.
Supposed to have been last weekend, wasn't it?
Soundstorm.
All right, this is Splendid Sons with Dogwood Week.
By the way, on Bandcamp, you can download Live at the Republic, Splendid Sons, Name Your Price.
Boom.
Da-da-da.
Dogwood.
Boom.
There's a dogwood blooming in the city tonight, illuminated by all the streetlight. I fell underneath like an old dead leaf. My bones were cold and my muscles were bloody hands and lick your wounds, cover all your scars. It won't be going anywhere to
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Babies!
Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist. Who will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah!
Baby is so badass.
24/7 care. There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby into shape. With many new programs including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuse,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself,
Extreme.
Only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah!
Or face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
Go in, one baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available.
Pre-birth training.
Punch, yeah. Punch, punch.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Punch,
ooh,
punch, kick.
Kick.
Headbutt.
Scream.
Scream, yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a Class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly to their chest.
Protein shakes
directly to your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
everything more beautiful, more beautiful. Just like us.
We are back. That was Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees with Cliché, or Cliché.
However you want to say it.
How do you say it?
I say Cliché.
Cliché.
That's Cliché.
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 Cliché. I say Cliché.
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 Cliché. Phonetically. But yeah, we are here with Vinyl Tees on Radio Rubber Room. Now, so you went to New York, you got back, you started a band with these guys, but it was called something different at the time. It was called Sister Sweet?
Yeah, the first round was called Sister Sweet, and we had another girl, really wonderful vocalist named Jessica Salamonsky, was singing with us at the mm-hmm. time. And so it was two females fronting, and then most of the same. Mm. Other critters.
No one ever looked at us.
We were sweet and they were sisters, I guess.
However you want to look at it.
And, but we actually weren't sisters or sweet, so I don't know how that... We just made that name up. And yeah.
Don't ever mistype that in a URL. Browser.
No, you get all good advice.
My mother did that one.
Whoopsie.
Time.
Whoopsie.
Well, no, Mom, not sweet sister.
You're
no.
All right, so I'm writing this down. Yeah. Sweet sister.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it. I'll look that up later. Yeah. All right, but now you actually started playing music when you were a child. You said now your father used to play music.
Yeah, my dad. He was a singer and a guitar player.
Mm-hmm. Still is.
He played, and mm-hmm. he still is. He definitely still is. He's got a great voice, and he's a super entertainer. But he used to put me up. They would have parties at my folks' house, and they would stand me up on a chair. And I would, sing one of those big old-timey looking microphones and everything when I was just barely, able to move around. And the first song that he taught me to sing was called "You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man." That was the first song
Loretta
that I ever
Lynn.
Sang. Loretta Lynn, exactly. So,
good stuff. And we were talking during the break, so that was the first band you played in was with his band.
Well, when I was in high school, I wanted to be in a rock band, and I had some folks that I knew in high school, and they wanted me to be in the rock band, but my dad forbade it because he wasn't going to let me hang out in the garage with a bunch of boys after school. So he let me be in his bluegrass band instead.
Yeah.
So my first band was my dad's bluegrass band.
And you sang in that.
I sang in that, and then eventually I started playing a little bit of guitar in that, but... Mm-hmm. Bluegrass bands are famous for having nine guitar players in them.
Yeah.
So, what's one more?
And you played some other instruments too, I think, from reading the bio. Mandolin, I think I saw.
Yeah, I hack around at a lot of different things. My very first instrument was piano. That's what I started on when I was 10.
Now, that's impossible.
No.
Because you said, you were singing before you could talk.
Uh-huh.
So you would have to be playing piano before you were... I don't know.
I was playing piano from the womb. I would just reach right out
really?
And tickle the ivories.
Oh. This has been very uncomfortable for your mom.
And your dad wouldn't let you hang out in the garage with a bunch of boys in high school?
Yeah, I don't know what his name was.
You were tickling the ivories
Does he approve of this band right here?
Oh, he does. He likes this band. I mean, his original, desire for me was to become a country singer.
Uh-huh.
But, that's why he taught me Loretta Lynn songs and Tammy Wynette songs and... But I sort of ended up going in a little more rock.
You wanted to rock.
I don't know. It's just like, that's what I felt. I started writing songs when I was in high school for people who were getting married, and I guess that's when I started songwriting.
Mm. Well, you fell in love with the jazz singers, too.
I did. I love actually all kinds of music, so it's just like I'm just kind of, I'm like potpourri. I'm musical potpourri.
Mm. Now, I'm going to make a guess. You must have heard your first Radley Rockwell album, and like, I got to rock.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was my main inspiration right there, Radley was.
I think we all wore that record,
right? Yeah, I wore it right out. Like, I wore the grooves off that record. That's how much I loved it.
I had the 8-track.
Yeah, the 8-track.
So Tina, how'd your dad feel when you decided to take off to New York?
They were apprehensive because they'd never seen anything about New York except what you saw on television, which was, it was a dirty place where, you know, people just got murdered and robbed and, you know, all that crazy stuff. So they were a little freaked about it at first until they came for the first visit. When I lived up there, I lived in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And people have sort of a misconception about New York if you've never lived there. If you live in a little neighborhood in New York, it's very neighborhood-like. You see the same people walking to the train. And so they came to visit, and everybody was like, how you doing? It was just like the streets of some small town. So they changed the tune.
Giuliani cleaned up the streets in what, the 90s, right? Late 90s? Yeah. Was it before then?
No, it was the early 90s. Because by the time I got there, it was pretty cleaned up.
Oh, cool.
And it's like I was there in the like mid 90s when I went. So, and it was you know, not bad. It's like I never really felt all that freaky about like getting on the subway or anything. I took the train everywhere. I actually played guitar in the subways, you know, to sort of overcome some of my fears of being a solo performer. I would play by the train tracks.
How'd you do? I mean, was that decent supplemental income? I read a book, complete fiction, about a guy who was a stockbroker who would go into his office that he rented and crawl through the HVACA to another office, dress up like a bum, go out front in Manhattan, and he'd make like $90,000 a month. I mean, is that really based in fiction, or is there some truth to that? I mean, did you ever clean up in the streets of New York?
I never really did. You know, I think the most that I ever made was, you know, about $14 and some change.
Wow.
But you know, I as a girl playing in the subways, especially during that time, I got a lot of different kinds of propositions. So I could have made a lot more money if I'd have been willing to use some of my other skills, but I wasn't really.
Weaving and laundry folding. I assume.
Absolutely, everybody was constantly coming up asking me if I would be willing to fold their shirt.
I need a maid.
Yeah, a man needs a maid.
Now, and how about the club gigs there? I mean, what were they like for you? Any paying ones, or was it?
Well.
Showcases, right?
Yeah, a lot of times you played for the door, or you know, you played for just a smidgen of money. It didn't pay a lot, and that a lot of that again was like it was a showcase oriented thing. But places like the Bitter End, you play for the door. Whatever you made, depending on how many people showed up to see you.
Now, was there a tight knit? Were you in a community of musicians? Did you meet a lot of other musicians?
I did meet a lot of other musicians. As a matter of fact, I formed the band that I actually put together up there by playing open mic nights. I would go to open mic nights and play my original songs, and they came to me. Like, they migrated towards the music. They liked it enough to sort of say, yeah, we'll do it. Which was kind of unheard of at the time. Apparently, a lot of the other people in my little tight-knit music community were surprised that my guys would come and rehearse for no money. Most of the players up there are, like, they're session players, and they get paid for a rehearsal, and then they get paid for their gigs, and they don't there weren't a lot of players, not at that time anyway, that were willing to just play for a cut of whatever you were going to make that night.
I bet you had a more substantial Southern drawl back then.
I've never had a huge Southern drawl. Well, I studied theater.
Oh, okay.
I was a drama geek.
We say theater down here.
Do you now?
Yep.
Well...
You ain't in New York no more.
If your brother and her dad talk, you would say, why does she not talk like that? I don't understand.
I just say movies.
We say moving pictures in some places.
Well, we do have to get to another break. This next tune is by Mark, one of your other bands that you've played with over over the years, actually. So, yeah, we're going to hear a little one from Mark's other bands. And we'll be back more to talk about some accents and hear some more live, one more live song by Vinyl Tees. But this is Mule with Torn Now.
Yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
In order to live in a more perfect society, it is important to know about money. Money is a way for people to trade goods and services with one another. Some money is printed on paper, and it's colorful and pretty. It can also sometimes be drab and have pictures of 300-year-old dudes on it. Lesser denominations of money are given out as tokens. They are round, shiny things. Different values of paper money and coins generally have different images. Money has many different names like dough, clams, bananas, moolah, cash, and cashola, beans, benjamins, bills, bread, and the dippy dappy. They say money can't buy you happiness. It can buy you yachts, though. Can't buy me love? Negotiable. There's just something I love about yachting. Money is the root of all evil. Well, I'll see you in hell, buddy. A penny saved is a penny earned. Good luck with those pennies, pal. Try grabbing a nickel or 400,000. So if you're looking to get money, you can't afford it. If you have money, share the wealth, friend. Make money a part of your life today.
Hey!
Baby, I got your money.
I'm 31 and 3. I think y'all just giving me money.
Baby, I got your
That's
money.
How I
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Yeah.
missed you.
That was Not My Fault. Live here on Radio Rubber Room, we are here with Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees. And well done, sir. Well done, sir. Way to play through that broken string. True professional.
Specialize in five-string guitar playing.
Didn't miss a note.
Just like the Rolling Stones.
No, okay, so we definitely covered the gig you guys have tomorrow at James River Cellar. But I know you guys got a bunch of them coming up, right? Do you want to go down? We haven't got to the rest of them that you guys have on the book.
James River Cellar, just for people who might not know where that is, that's in Carytown, right?
No, there's a retail store there, but this is out past Virginia Center Commons, out on Route 1.
Oh, okay.
It's the actual winery itself where they grow the grapes.
We are way past that right now.
Yeah.
Now, about 5 miles away.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. They actually just built a new patio and everything out there and a new stage, so it's really, really, really cool.
Is it owned by the same people? Is it like Seiko Wine Bar, or is it completely different entities? Do you know?
I actually don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if the Carytown store is an arm of the winery or not. Huh.
Oh, you know what? I don't even know why I said that. It's River City Cellars that I'm confused with. See, I caught myself.
Think not.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, so when you said for the people who don't know.
Yeah, I was speaking about myself.
As much as we would enjoy a show about drinking.
So this is James.
What are the other ones?
Well, we'll be at the Republic on the 29th.
Republic on the 29th for Radio Rubber Room Presents at the Republic.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a bunch of private stuff, but then October 12th at Tobacco Company.
Cool. October 12th at Tobacco Company.
And starting in October, every third Friday at The Grill on Patterson.
Cool. And and I thought I saw something. You guys do an acoustic thing at Wheezy's quite a bit, correct?
Tina and I do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a sort of a stripped down kind of thing. Mark plays a cajon and a bunch of hand percussion. That's this Sunday. Yeah. That is in Carytown.
You're welcome.
We got a gig Sunday. Better take out that smartphone and add some stuff.
And I do got to throw in. We've got an awesome edition of the Richmond Music Review coming up this Sunday. Four awesome bands. We've got Floodwall, Vega Omega, Crushed Purple, and Black Brothers. Taste of Local Specials. $2 burgers till 10. Then and also we are partnered.
Oh, it's Virginia Beer Month too. It's Virginia Beer Month, and it's all Virginia beers on tap.
Yeah,
tonight,
so. And we are glad to be partnering with this one. Boom. Coming up. With this one come up, we're partnering with Happy Camper Productions. Yes. They are currently collecting school supplies for communities and schools of Richmond.
School's about to start, man. There's plenty of kids out there who don't have school supplies, which is it's tragic. So come out to Tobacco. Please bring some school supplies.
Number 2 pencils, notebooks, crayons, glue. I don't know.
Is there a list of stuff that we could like put on the internet or something?
I'm sure we can find that out. Yeah. Okay. Keep posted and we'll tell you what kind of stuff.
Please, no pocket knives. Okay. No pocket knives.
You can watch those old Navy commercials. They tell you everything that you need. Jeans and backpacks.
Oh, man. Things have changed because back when I went to school.
Yeah. So come out and check some awesome Richmond bands and donate some school supplies for a good cause.
And the burgers are good.
All right.
Oh, the burgers are awesome.
I've been dying to ask all show now.
Okay.
For the band, not you. God.
I know.
Derek
is so self-centered.
They can't see you. I just facilitate.
What is the best album from the 70s?
Ooh.
Are you experienced?
That's not from the 70s.
That's from 1969. You're wrong.
You're wrong, sir.
Guess again.
Fail.
The 70s. Wow.
Depends on how long you listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm not Stumper. Very good with years of albums.
Electric Ladyland, then.
No.
I was a big fan of The Police.
Would have to be.
Zenyatta Mandata. That was 80s. Zendata Mandata.
Zenyatta Mandata came out in the 70s, actually.
I think it was in the 70s.
Yeah, that was about 79.
Yeah.
And I was also...
I got one.
What year was Left Exit? Rush's Left Exit? Because that's a freaking awesome record.
You got Dark Side of the Moon was 74, you know...
That was 74, yeah.
Dark Side, yeah.
Dark Side.
One of the best reselling albums of all time, actually.
that's a good one.
So, Sean, do you have a new favorite?
Stevie Wonder Talking Book or something like that.
That's good. Songs in the Key of Life. Yeah, it's a little, I like Jinx. Songs in the Key of Life a little better.
One of you guys owes the other a Coke.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think you owe him a Coke, Sean.
Okay.
All right, guys. What is your favorite Diggity Dudes record?
The first one. the new one is in the works. It's coming out soon.
So
library.
Wait, what?
The library.
The Rogers. Library. Rogers yelling Roger something.
Does. Something about their tooth or something. Tooth or
Rogers yelling something in from
Dirty
the other room.
Come on in, Roger.
Dirty
about to make a debut on Radio Rubber.
Yes.
welcome in Roger from Drive Through with Raj.
Roger, by the way, you just made it.
You guys should have the Diggity Dudes on your show.
Yeah, well,
we might have to change up some things.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah. My favorite Diggity Dudes tune is the library song.
Oh, yeah.
The library.
Yes. Fiction, library, non-fiction. Yes.
Now, do you write any of the songs for...
No, I'm the newest member. I've only been with them for... 4 or 5 months or so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think
I recorded the whole new record that's coming out this fall, and it's going to be awesome.
Good.
Epic.
I've been following you guys long before you were announced. I think I actually remember the announcement, so... I'm not kidding you. I follow the Diggity Dudes. So.
Nice.
Big fan. Huge fan of your work.
I like
man.
Disco Traveler is my favorite Diggity song. Disco Traveler.
They're going to love
it. Oh, we're so booking you guys on the show. We're so booking you guys on the show.
It's really good song.
Now, have you ever thought of covering any of their songs as Tina Marie and
Disco Traveler. I would totally cover that song.
You got to get permission.
Speaking of cover songs.
Don't you like in the band?
I'll get it.
All right, go ahead, Sean.
You guys are like pretty versatile. That's what it says on Bandcamp. It says you're versatile musicians.
Yes.
Seasoned.
So, I was supposed to be vertical. That was a misspelling.
So
I would love it if you guys like did a cover of Power Slave.
Well, I mean, we do. What's the money? What's that?
Jesse J cover. I cover a Jesse J tune. And
we do a Chili Peppers tune.
And I do Red Hot Chili Peppers tune.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Which one?
What tune?
Breaking the Girl.
Breaking the String.
Well played, sir. Now, when you guys say seasoned, like salt,
like
pepper, or anything like garlic, what are you using?
Salt and pepper.
I'm more of an oregano guy.
I'm a big fan of the crushed, the dried powdered mustard. So, love mustard, love the powdered stuff
curry
too.
Curry is
so.
Always good.
I'm sort of a cumin girl.
Cumin, yeah.
Oh, really? Cumin? Chili, it's so
weird. Cilantro, I love.
Oh.
Garlic salt.
Delicious. You like the kind with the little green flecks in it, or just the old school?
The sabala bacala. Sabala bacala.
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite.
Of course it is.
I can always tell because I can see Sean. You guys can't, but he said that so hungry. He said this hungry look in his eye.
If there's the opposite of hungry right now, I am that. More like the opposite of starving. I'm not well.
All right. Cool. Well, we're almost wrapping up, guys. I gotta say thank you all for coming in and hanging out. You have been tons of fun. So I really appreciate you guys playing your music and, you know, it's kind of goofing off with us.
Having a radio
that's what we
show.
Do. That's right.
You guys have a great show, and we are very honored to be on it.
So. Did you guys have any idea what to suspect?
Well, I've actually listened to a couple of the podcasts.
I have too.
So it's pretty cool.
Some very, very funny stuff.
Yeah. I'm pretty nonchalant in person.
I kind of knew what you
I came in fully prepared to be the butt of many jokes.
Oh,
so.
Everyone here is subject to being the butt of jokes. We
ready.
Make fun of ourselves.
I was completely ready. I'm like, I can take it. I can take it.
All right, we are about to wrap up, but real quick, give everyone the where they can find you stuff once again, if you would like.
Yes, well, you can get our Facebook page, which is under Vinyl Tees. You can get our Reverb Nation page, which is Tina Marie Vinyl Tees, or you can get our Bandcamp site, which is...
TinaMarie.bandcamp.com.
There you go.
Or at Vinyl Tees on Twitter. Yep.
On Twitter.
Cool. And upcoming shows one more time?
Tomorrow night at James River Cellars. It's an early show, 6:30.
$10. And that gets you all the wine you can taste, right?
Mark and I are going to be at Wheezy's Kitchen in Carytown on Sunday for like a dinner set acoustic, 8 o'clock. Then we're going to be at the Republic on the 29th. of this month. And then we'll be at Tobacco Company in October 12th.
Cool. Right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Been a blast. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it.
We've got one more tune for you guys out there in the radio
land. Oh, yeah. Say it sexy. Say
our
it.
Friends.
This is.
They actually came and saw us Saturday.
Who are all, yeah. I think they're playing Saturday
Cafe
night.
Cafe Diem. Cafe Diem.
They're Diem, our friends, Vexine.
They will be
say,
there.
Say it sexy.
This is
Hey, Vexine. Tina, will you do it? Will
yeah,
you do it
go
sexy?
Ahead.
Hey, take a listen to Vexine.
This is, I'll finish. This is Let Me In.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
I've got $5 on the dashboard.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially. Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I get taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
Ah, no. No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.